It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Getting close to the NFL draft. Every day you should get information about the Packers and Jason Wilde. You go to ESPN Wisconsin, used to be WisconsinOnDemand.com. And do they still have it set up? Is there a Jason Wilde spot I
there
can
is.
Go to? And so that I can listen to everything. It'll take a long time. He's on many minutes each day. Good evening, Jason. Thanks for coming on a little bit later so Jay Pills could talk. I'm not hearing Jason, so I don't know if that's me. I'm still not hearing.
Is it me?
Yep, nope, I can hear you
can
now.
You hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I'm glad we have the new ESPN Wisconsin app because I was walking the dogs and getting some things done, so I didn't get to hear Jay Billis, but I, as you know, I'm a big Jay Billis fan. I love that you have that connection with him, so I'm eager to hear what he had to say that I missed, and that's the beauty of the new ESPN Wisconsin app.
Yes, and now we get close to it. Every day, I feel like I want to say, all right, what are you thinking today, Jason? You've gone through some of the positions. I don't want the Packers to take a wide receiver in the first round. They have a great history of being successful in the second round. Why would you change that now? How about that? Have you done that yet?
Wide receivers are next on the hit parade. But let's be honest here. Just because they've had success in the second round doesn't mean that you shouldn't take a wide receiver in the first round this time around. What does your buddy John Saganiak tell you at Saganiak Planning? Like, past performance is not an indicator of future success. So you could easily pick a guy in the third round. It could turn out to be Amari Rodgers, right? And if you Tet McMillan or you like, Emeka Abuka, then go take him, right? Like, I think they've now had all three of the projected first-round wide receivers after Travis Hunter, which, I don't know, is Travis Hunter a corner? Is he a wide receiver? Is he a breath mint? I don't know what he is.
No, he's both. He's Babe
Ruth. Other
than
a good football player.
He's both. There's never been anyone like him.
He's Shohei Ohtani.
Yes.
But I don't know, I don't know if I would just say, oh, well, they've always gotten good wide receivers without having to draft them in the first round, so now they'll just do it again.
Well, if I were Goody, I'd be like, I would be in no rush to do it in the first round. None. We've done round, so what's the rush? If there's someone I really like, yes, but there's going to be there's nothing up there that makes me go in that direction at all.
I would say this. Yes. I would not trade up to go get one.
Okay.
I would not say, I got to go get Emeka Abuka, and I'm sitting at 23, and he's going to be gone by 18. I'm going to go up and get him. That I would not do. But if there is one of those guys there that you like, don't let history dictate whether or not you go. If he's available to you, he doesn't cost you anything other than the pick that you are using, then take him. And maybe all three of the guys that they've had in will be gone by then, right? Maybe. And if that turns out to be the case, then you go find a guy in the second round.
I got a great question for you. This is what equal value on the board. Equal value.
Great.
First round, cornerback.
Pretty bold.
Yeah.
Pretty bold to tell me ahead of time it's a great question.
Yeah.
I'll be the judge of that.
Yes, you will. You can agree or disagree. That happens a lot on this show. But, yes, equal value, cornerback and first-round pick, cornerback, wide receiver, and I don't know what the third position would be. Is there a third position? I guess defensive line.
Edge rusher.
Edge rusher.
Edge rusher or defensive tackle. Okay. Yeah.
Equal value. Yes, I'm taking cornerback.
They all have the same grade.
Yes, I'm taking cornerback.
They all have the same grade.
Yes.
I'm taking corner.
I am, yes.
Yeah, so am I.
Yes! Explain.
You were asking me.
I know, I know you did,
tell
but
what
I
I'm
gave
doing.
You another chance to disagree with me if you wish to.
I appreciate that, but yeah. I don't need I don't need to be given bonus chances to disagree with you. I do that plenty.
Duly noted.
And in this
excellent
case,
answer.
I agree with you, though.
And
in this
why?
Case, I totally agree with you. Because, all right, first of all, you know, I am a Keyshawn Nixon guy. I like him.
What does that mean?
One of my favorite.
He's a starting?
I think he's a starting caliber corner.
All right.
He can play inside. He can play outside. He's got that, you know, as LaFleur likes to call it, dog mentality.
And he's the best corner they got right now, right?
Right now, no doubt. Yeah. But, you know, I think it's important to understand that, you know, first of all, what he's done, right? He was a nobody in Vegas. Like, they did not give him opportunities to do anything with the Raiders. Then he got to Green Bay, and he was the same way. Then they gave him the chance to be a kickoff return guy, and he was all pro. Then they made him a slot guy, and he was one of the better slot corners in the league. Then they move him outside because Jeff Hafley thinks he could play outside even if Joe Barry did not. He goes out there. He played pretty damn good football for them. So I should be cautious and say I don't think he's a number one corner because every time people have said something that they think he isn't, he's gone out and been it, right? To be fair.
Well,
to
he's going to be the number one corner, right? I mean, we can just, well, right?
Yeah, I mean, unless they draft the guy and he comes in and he's really good right away. Like, you know, remember when they drafted Jair, like he came in and he was their number one corner right away.
Right.
As a rookie in 18, and he played really well. Like, everybody forgets, and this is why I keep going back to this, but everybody forgets because of all the shenanigans and the injuries and everything else, you know, he's still a good player. He really is. But he's got to be on the field in order to be a good player, and that just doesn't happen frequently enough.
Well, that you just emphasized even more why it should be a cornerback, because it's possible that you picking a cornerback could pick someone, if it's a good pick, who becomes the number one cornerback, even
sure.
though you like Keyshawn Nixon.
Sure, and then you're that much stronger because
yep.
you have a guy that you think is, you know, maybe a 1A, 1B level number one corner, still better than just a simple two. And he goes out there, and then you got two. I mean, this defense, you know, when you think back to, you know, when this defense was at its best, you know, it was when Al Harris and Christian and Charles Woodson were shutting down both sides of the field, right? I mean, 07. One of the reasons why they went to the AFC Championship game was that they had two shutdown corners. Well, the problem is, in the championship game, Plaxico Burress was so good on those back shoulder throws against Al Harris that he wasn't a shutdown corner that day, and they lost. But the fact of the matter is that there are a few positions where you can use the phrase, you can never have enough blank, and there's no doubt that corner fits that blank. And so if you've acquired Nate Hobbs, well, I always want to call Roy Hobbs, but that's the natural. If you've got Keyshawn Nixon, who you think is a very good player, and then you draft a guy that turns out to be a really good player because you moved on from Jair Alexander, which I still expect them to do, as I have all along, well, then you got a good chance to be a pretty darn good football team and a pretty darn good defense.
Talking with Jason Wilde, I don't know that you're going to do this, but I would love you to do a comparison between Goody and Howie Roseman, because I think the difference between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers is the difference between the performance of those two.
Hmm.
Part of that is because Roseman
angle.
Has been so good. He's proved that maybe the coach isn't that important because he's won two with two different coaches, right?
He has indeed. Yes, that's 100% true.
Also, article by Bill Huber about the picks of Goody in the first round and stuff.
Yeah. Now, it wasn't Bill's.
No, you're correct. It was from Best
study.
Buy or Best Bet or some other site. Correct. Yes. That needs
yeah,
to be.
And I hated what they used to grade with. Like, it was Super Bowl winners, first team All Pros, second team All Pros, Pro Bowls. I mean, I think that's how you should measure.
That was going to be my question.
Oh my God, we're you know, you're so far behind on the clock. We should probably just stop now because I don't know if we've ever agreed this much.
Well, no, I don't know that we're going to agree on it because I was going to say, I want you to look at that and change what categories there need to be. Parameters, yes, because it is phenomenal as how to assess how someone's doing. That needs to be done. Now, me, I've always said, all I care about is the team that you build. But you can build it and still suck at the draft. And if you suck at the draft, that may be what's limiting you because you're doing well in other areas, such as fire all your scouts or change the way you do things. And based on that, that was to me the start of that. But I'm like you. I don't know that those are the right categories.
Yeah, I definitely don't think they're the right categories. I'm unwilling to budge on that. I just think that that's a bad way to
measure. Because I looked at like Kansas City's first because they drafted Mahomes. How many points did they get just because of him?
Right, exactly. And so, you know, if it is Ted Thompson high up on the list because he drafted Rodgers and he's a, you know, 10-time Pro Bowler and everything else, of course, right? If they were doing it during Ted's tenure.
Yep.
My issue is there are so, you know, how many starts did the player make?
Yep.
Right? How many, if I'm measuring defensive players, where did he rank in terms of tackles? Where did he rank in the league in terms of interceptions or sacks? All those things. Offensively, you know, the quarterback, there's plenty of good quarterbacks that don't go to Pro Bowls.
And as you said, we got a break because Gabe Neitzel's here and he wants to raise some money for the Mac Fund. And that trumps you. As great as you are, Jason Wilde, your food chain, one Mac Fund, two Jason Wilde. Can you take that?
Yeah, I can. Not only can I take that, you have two more breaks to get to and it's 5:46. So goodbye.
Next.